From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The Obama administration says it will appeal a decision by a federal judge in Texas blocking the president's plan to prevent millions of immigrants from being deported. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports the judge ruled the administration did not follow proper procedure.
26 states sued the administration, calling its executive action unconstitutional. The judge has temporarily blocked the program while the challenge plays out, saying the White House should have had a longer notice and comment period before it took action. In a statement, the White House says both the Supreme Court and Congress have made clear the federal government can set priorities in enforcing our immigration laws. The executive order would block deportation for 4.5 million immigrant parents whose children are U.S. citizens or legal permanent residents. It would also protect another 250,000 people who were brought to the U.S. illegally as children, a process that was set to start tomorrow. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
Vice President Joe Biden today opened a 3-day summit at the White House focusing on countering violent extremism around the globe. The vice president taking part in a roundtable discussion with local leaders from Boston, Los Angeles, and Minneapolis, cities that have programs in place. Biden noting such grassroots programs are something the White House would like to promote nationwide.
We have to work from the ground up and engage our communities and engage those who might be susceptible to being radicalized because they are marginalized.
Conference continues tomorrow, with President Obama expected to address participants about how cities are tackling the problem of violent extremism. Prosecutors have rested their case in the American Sniper trial. Former Marine Corporal Eddie Routh is pleading not guilty by reason of insanity of murdering former Navy SEAL Chris Kyle and his friend Chad Littlefield. NPR's Wade Goodwin has that story.
Perhaps the most compelling evidence in the prosecution's case was the videotaped confession Eddie Routh gave just a few hours after the murders. As with much of the evidence in this case, it helped both sides, prosecution and defense. During the confession, Routh babbles incoherently about a wolf in the sky who tells lies and about how Kyle and Littlefield were trying to steal his soul, so he killed them to prevent that. Routh admitted that he knew that murdering the two men and fleeing the scene was wrong, but then asked the officer if it all would have been okay had he stayed at the gun range after the murders. Defense lawyers are now presenting their case. Wade Goodwin, NPR News.
Nation's home builders were a bit less upbeat as New Year got underway, in part due to a decline in buyer traffic and concerns about sales going forward. National Association of Home Builders and Wells Fargo announced today that the Builder Sentiment Index slipped 2 points in January. Stocks were up modestly today. The Dow jumped 28 points. The Nasdaq closed up 5 points. You're listening to NPR. Prosecutors are calling on a federal appeals court to reject an effort by attorneys representing accused Boston Marathon bomber Zahar Tsarnaev to have his trial moved out of the state of Massachusetts. In a court filing today in the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, prosecutors noting the judge in the case has already qualified 54 people to serve as jurors. He said of those, 63% have indicated they have not formed an opinion as to whether Tsarnaev is guilty, while 37% said they could set aside their opinions and be impartial. Sam Andrew, one of the founding members of Big Brother and The Holding Company, the band will go on to feature Janis Joplin as lead singer, has died. According to a statement from the band, he died from complications following a heart attack. He was 73 years old. As NPR's Andrew Limbong reports, Big Brother became a cornerstone of the San Francisco sound of the 60s.
Big Brother and The Holding Company featured the double guitar threat of Sam Andrew and James Gurley. Andrew, Gurley, and Peter Albin founded Big Brother in 1965 as mostly an instrumental group. It became the house band at San Francisco's storied Avalon Ballroom, but it wasn't until a struggling singer from Texas joined the band that Big Brother attracted national attention. Guitarist Sam Houston Andrew III was born in California to a military family. He formed his first band as a teenager in Japan. Andrew died last week in San Rafael, California. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.
Crude oil futures prices closed higher today. The price of oil was up 84 cents a barrel to end the session at $53.59 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.